Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning, hello, and welcome to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Kwikwetlem, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse. I am joined in studio today by Daniel.
Hello.
Hey. And Devin. Hey, Devin. How's it going?
Hello.
Hey. This is Devin's first time sitting in on Speak Up, so we'll make sure to put you on the spot and make you talk lots. Just kidding. It'll be fun. Today on the show, a bit of a mix of things. I was not here last week because I was at the National Community Radio Conference in Calgary. So we'll talk a little bit about some lessons learned from there. Nothing too heavy, just mostly sound art stuff. And it's also June is National Indigenous Peoples Month. So I have another episode of Something Else, which is produced by Cooley at CFUV. This week's episode is called Strawberry Moon. And we'll get to that. We'll talk about stuff and lots more. But we're going to start with some music by Status Non-Status, who are a great band from Guelph, Ontario, led by Anishinaabe Canadian singer Adam Sturgeon. I've played their music on episodes of this show in the past. Their sort of debut record, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000, was really, really good. A cool mix of like heavy, almost metal stuff with some alt country and indie and shoegazy textures. So we're gonna hear the title track off of their new EP, which is called January 3rd, right now here on Speak Up. That's this show on CJSF. January 3rd by Status Non-Status from a EP of the same title here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And you know what? It is now a fully full studio as CJSF Music Coordinator Connor has joined us. Connor, hello.
Good morning, good morning.
Whoa, the deep bass coming in.
On a broadcast mic.
Yeah,
up close.
Real nice. I brought you in because I want to talk a little bit right now about the National Campus and Community Radio Conference, which happened last week in Calgary. And I want to talk about it for the benefit of our listeners, but also for Devin and Daniel in studio as newcomers to CJSF. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this year's conference has gone by the wayside, so that's out of the question. But it is a great opportunity for members of campus community radio stations, either staff like Connor and I, but or volunteers. Mm-hmm. A lot of stations sent volunteers. We sent Linda, who is on our board, but is also a programmer and regular volunteer. And we have in the past sent, I'm making air quotes, just volunteers. But volunteers are the most important part of our organization. Almost all of our shows are made and run by volunteers. But it's a really good and cool way to see how many other people are interested in doing this weird campus community radio thing that we do, and to see how passionate so many people are, and all the wild ideas and just passionate dedication that people have. There's we spent some time learning from the station in Smithers, CICK,
oh, yeah,
who were so determined to have a community radio station in their community that they bought an old train car from the 1900s and turned that train car into a radio station.
Oh, wow.
And have even, we went to Glenn, the station manager at CICK, he put on a panel. Well, I guess it wasn't much of a panel. It was just him talking.
A presentation. Discussion.
About sort of making, you know, what our stations can do for climate change and to be more responsible, to contribute in various ways. And they have made their entire station not only run on solar power, but they actually generate more power than they use.
Wow.
And are able to sort of like sell that back to BC Hydro on weekends in the summer. All of the vendors at the farmers market plug into the station for their power.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just really, really cool ways to see how campus community radio can really lean into that community side of things and really, really build out beyond just being, you know, a radio station, but also sort of being a community leader or a sort of a tent pole for that community.
Mm. The coolest thing, it was my first time in the city, so I enjoyed it thoroughly. Lots of fun. And really, like Jesse said, really great to see that there are people all across the country doing the same thing that we are, and doing it with the same passion. That's what struck me, is that everybody's legitimately involved in it and has heart in it. And the panels were excellent. There was a very early one on the first kind of actual conference day that was all about the music library. And CJSF got, you know, 1.5, 2 shout-outs in that presentation alone, let alone the other times that the station was brought up as having a positive impact on initiatives inside the radio scene.
Yeah, we got a lot of shout-outs, yeah, which is, you know, always a bit of a moment of pride for the station. Our talk superstar, Charlotte,
yeah,
got a shout-out during the Over the Hill and Picking Up Speed Radio for Older Adults
nice
presentation. She puts together the Friday, well, it's now called Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. It started off as Speak Up, and she just took it and ran with it, and now just runs that Friday spot mostly by herself with a little bit of support. Cool stuff. Lots of reasons to think about well, lots of good things about CJSF to think about, lots of good things about Campus Community Radio to think about. I'm coming back super inspired. You out there, if this sounds interesting, if you want to go to conferences or meet other people who are interested in doing the weird things you're interested in doing, this is a really good place to do it.
Go to our website, cjsf.ca. You can sign up to be a volunteer. That's how I got started. And then 6 years later, here I am, you know, holding aloft the flag of independent radio here out on the coast.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, enough of that pitch. I want to talk about the really cool, fun, not necessarily nuts and bolts station, you know, keeping the station running stuff, but the fun stuff I learned at the conference.
Yeah, let's hear.
We went to a workshop called Mouth Sounds.
Yes.
And not just the sounds you're hearing coming out of my mouth. It was a radio art workshop where... nobody really knew what we were getting into when we showed up to the workshop, but we walked in and the presenters said, okay, we'll split up into, you know, four or five groups of three or four. And some background, this day of the conference is at the Calgary Public Library. So we're in the basement, we get into our groups and they say, okay, go upstairs and pick two books that seem interesting. And so as a group, we go upstairs into the library, do a little bit of, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, what kind of book should we pick? That looks interesting. Our group ended up with a nacho cookbook and a book about androids. So from a scientific perspective, like not like a science fiction book about androids, but what are androids? How could they occur? Connor, what?
I came in late to that because I was yakking it up with another music director. Shout out CFPV. The book that I was part of was actually a manga novel.
Right. Yeah. A romance novel.
Indeed, it was. It was a bishoujo manga. Yeehaw.
What was it called?
Oh gosh, it escapes me. But there was another manga that was like about JFK, and there was Robin got a book about camouflage, and there was one about a
fashion book about camouflage. Camouflage as a print.
That's pretty cool.
Actually. Yeah. So anyway, we all come back with this wildly disparate variety of books, and they say, okay, so group one, the first person in your group, take your book, open it to a page at random, and just read the first paragraph your eyes come upon, right? So the person reads the paragraph, and then they say, okay, next person, repeat what that person just said. Repeat as much of the paragraph as you can remember, verbatim. Okay, so that person does, and then third person in your group, now you go. And so you go through until everybody has recorded it. And then we went through the whole room. Each group got to record each book in as many iterations as there were group members. And then they went through and they layered everything up so that it was all sort of relatively, each read was starting at about the same time.
Right.
We gave a listen through the whole thing, and it's, you know, a muddled cluster of voices saying almost the same thing, but not exactly. But then we really focused on all the bits of sound that you would normally want to get rid of when you're editing. So all the and the and the breathing and
those kind of things.
And just anything that normally, or that just sounded a little like if there was a spot on the mic where someone went too hard, and so it clips or it distorts or some sibilance. And they took all of that, cut all of that out, and then combined all of that to just create, I mean, it kind of sounded like madness, but it's also just a very interesting way of sort of flipping our assumptions about what should be on the radio on their heads and being like, well, this is all the stuff that we would cut out, but instead we're presenting it to you. And it sounded really interesting to me.
As someone who is deeply involved in the music concrète and audio editing worlds, respectively, it was so beautiful to hear a piece of music made from all the stuff that normally would be on the editing room floor. And it just goes to show you that radio can be about anything and should be about anything. And that's one other thing that I took away, is like the reason why these spaces, as radio stations, campus community specifically, exist is to provide a spot for music that you would never hear, sound art you would never hear, interviews you're not going to hear. One the probably the one that had the biggest impact on me directly, and this is just sitting, not even as someone who's involved in the music library, but it really was about the role of a physical media collection in the streaming era. And it impacted me very significantly because at CJSF, we've now kind of restarted physical submissions and we're getting those back up. And that comes with its own caveats of like, well, okay, where are we going to put all this stuff? But it's so important to have a hybrid digital and physical location. A lot of stations have done different options across of how to deal with their collection, how to store it, how to archive it, how to digitize it. But the fact that we are, the shout out we got was actually for a review process, saying that it was volunteer driven, partially. It wasn't just at the behest of someone who's listening to all the records. So it shows that it is a volunteer led organization here. That's kind of one of the things why I love the station. And in terms of other things to take away, you could interact with the conference at varying levels. You could just relax and have a good volunteer level day. But if you work at the station, or even perhaps if you're on the board or the exec or on the NCRA, there are some pretty high level discussions if you wanted to get into that as well too. But they weren't closed off to people. They were open for people to go. So even if you are just a volunteer, but maybe you're interested in impacting things at a little bit higher level or a national level, you know, you can go in and actually you know, take some notes and get some thoughts bubbling and churning in the brain.
Yeah, I wanted to circle back to something you said about the music review and submission process. Daniel, you have been involved in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it like for you to come in and you know, review music for the station?
Well, I like to share music with friends and, you know, just anyone I can talk to about music. So coming to the station and going through the playlist and seeing all these new albums from artists I'd never heard of before, or artists I had heard of before, but I'd never, you know, heard this much music from them. It was, yeah, it's definitely fun to tell people what they can expect from music like that. And kind of, I think I've mentioned this before, but when I review music, like albums, I focus on what the music has in itself instead of like exactly how it would feel. I focus on like the kind of technical aspects of it, and then try and draw comparisons with other maybe more popular types of music to see how people might feel about it. So it's a really interesting process. Not always the easiest thing to do, especially when I'm going to like a genre I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always fun to try. Definitely always fun to see what I can do.
Well, and it forces you to expand your boundaries a little bit,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
Absolutely. That's one of the healthiest things. I cannot recommend it enough. Listen to music that you are unfamiliar with or that you don't listen to regularly. And just to add on, Daniel does reviews for us. So if you check out our social media, you can see some of his Pick of the Week reviews pop up.
Yes, yes. A few good ones.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good, it can be a really good entry point as well to volunteering at the station, because it can be something that you just sort of, you do on your own, and you don't have to, like, if you're unsure about interacting with a lot of different people, you can just come in, review some music, mm-hmm. And bit by bit just familiarize yourself with the organization, the people who are here, and also contribute to what's going on air, because our programmers use those reviews to help decide what they're going to play, what they're going to listen to, and all that. So.
Right.
Okay, I am going to do something extremely indulgent,
nice.
And since we were self-indulgent, I will say, since we were talking about radio art and sound art, I am going to play a piece of sound art that I made over the last little bit after I got inspired at the conference.
Oh, nice.
So this is, it's called Rain Layer, which is a very technical description of what's going on, but I took a field recording of a rainy day in March or April, and I affected it and layered it and just did a bunch of weird stuff to it. And so here we go. We're going to listen to probably not the whole 4.5 minutes of it, but just relax. And since it's such a hot day out, maybe imagine what a delightful afternoon rain shower might feel like. thank you for indulging me. That was me making weird radio sound stuff here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I was going to talk more about radio art and play some more sound art stuff, but we'll leave that for another day. Connor, thanks for coming in and joining us.
No worries. It was a delight to hear some freshly composed musique concrète.
Yeah, that's we'll see what happens as that goes forward. I feel like we have lots of space and not enough radio art on these radio airwaves. So
let's change that.
Anyway, we're here in studio. I've got Devin and Daniel hanging out. Devin, this is your first time here in studio. What brings you to Campus Community Radio?
Well, I've always kind of wanted to be a part of the music community, especially here. And I've always had an interest in radio. I have some experience, like, doing it as, like, a five-year-old kid. Like, was it CBC or TSN or something like that? I used to do, like, some Canucks call-outs just being like, Bo Horvat, how much do you think he's going to score kind of stuff.
Amazing. Hey, put that on the demo reel for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've always had an interest in kind of speaking on radio and talking about music. And then I was telling one of my brothers about this, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I did that." And it was just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's kind of the joy of it, is that it is supposed to be super accessible, right? It doesn't really matter what experience you've had, or if you've ever even thought about doing this before, or if you've been doing it since you were 5 years old, mm-hmm. right? There's a spot here for you to come and do the thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
So the way we sort of met is I put out a call out for hosts for this program and other talk programs, and in our conversation as we met over Zoom, I'm not sure if it was over Zoom or where it was that you told me that you were into shad, and that was one of your musical touchstones, I guess. And that really resonated with me because I've liked shad for a long time, since the When This Is Over days, if not earlier. I feel like I saw him perform with Hey Ocean at some point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he performs here a lot.
Yeah. then I discovered that shad was at that point a student here at SFU, currently an alumni. What do you have anything to say about shad or?
I mean, I love his music, obviously, but he's also someone who is very passionate about the world of hip-hop. So, especially with his, docu-series, Hip Hop Evolution, he's kind of proven that. But also, he makes his own beats and stuff by just, like, playing his acoustic guitar while performing, and Rock To It is actually a really good example of that. So he makes music out of anything he could get his hands on, and I find that very inspiring.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Daniel, do you know shad?
No, I don't. No. This is the first time I'm hearing about
cool.
He's a Canadian hip-hop artist.
Yeah. Mm. So we will hear an oldie, one of the first.
What a goodie.
As mentioned by Devin, this is Rock To It by shad here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Freak, freak to it, I to the beat to it. It's unique music. A rock, rock to it. A freak, freak to it, I to the beat to it. This is how we do it. Shaq and Cox plots and perfects clever scams. You can't find a better man in the any better jam. MCs can't see the flow. Unbelievable. We set records even when the knee is broke. Don't need the dough. Ask if more bank for your buck. The only lands that cannot, they can't handle a puck. Play penalty killer, skillfully passing poke check. When black flows jet, there's more cash than OPEC.
Sonic cons exploit the oil fields of the inner city. Someday I hope the soils heal. I toil building a dream where my future can stay safe. Place where I never have to move it or vacate. Physically I'm not in great shape cause I placate and don't consume greens besides whatever grass my state hate. The fakes keep fronting but I just don't care. Wearing forces is the only time I put on airs. I spit a hard hitting verse. When I'm spitting it hurts. I never shift in the first, let alone put the whip in reverse. My freestyling's like a gift and a curse. So sick with the verse, they gotta think I've written it first. And plus my skills with sounds thrills the crowds. I could fill my mouth with Prozac pills and I still get down. Rock to it, a freak freak to it, until the beat to it. It's unique music, a rock rock to it, a freak freak to it, until the beat to it. This is how we do it, Now at the raw stage or in the studio space, we schooling cats to the game is just the usual case. I'm like, you wanna learn the flow, homie, move to the bass. And if you wanna make dough, homie, move to the stage. Like, see, suckers in style and music will say. Plus when we step on the stage and flash that beautiful face, it makes the honey's heart beat above a suitable pace. Showing the super stylistics, very few could replace. I'm that ill rap scholar, never sweat the finances. Just taking out a bank loan big as my campus. These MCs need to stop taking their chances. Why scrap when you know my arm's stronger than Lance's?